Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we just had Parliament Parliament meeting here in Cairns, a sitting here in Cairns for the last 2 days. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister Marjorie Elworthy, First Peoples Liaison Officer and working in the space of Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament. And got Marjorie on the line. Marjorie, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Trevor. Good morning to you. And to the listeners.
Lovely, and thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Marjorie.
Okay, so my mob's from, on my dad's side, from Arakorn, with connections to Mapuan, but originally he's from Badu Island and come from the Arakorn tribe, and mum's from Kubin, and been living down here now on the mainland for
a while.
On the
mainland, yep. And where are you based at the moment, sister?
I'm based down at Brisbane. The family's down there now. Working at Queensland Parliament.
Our First Peoples Liaison Officer, how long have you been in that role?
The First Peoples Liaison Officer, that's right, Trev. I've been there for 2 years now.
Fantastic.
Since 2021 and really enjoying the role.
Yes.
Making sure that I'm a strong role model for community, for the young ones, as well as elders, and for all mob.
Good. Now, what is the Queensland Parliament Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament, and who is participating?
Okay, so the Queensland Parliament, they run this program called the Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament, and it's a key feature of the Queensland Parliamentary Education Program.
Yes.
So the aim of the program is to teach students about important parliamentary processes, and it's not political in nature. Students, they participate in
We're not teaching them young ones how to argue and point fingers at each other across the floor.
You know, it's all about listening,
yes.
And you know the person that's there giving their speech. It's all about the respectful tone of when they're talking. You know.
Sure.
They're listening and hearing what that student is saying. So it's a true-to-life debate in a parliamentary setting, yeah.
Yeah, what happens on the day?
So what actually happens on the day, there's two motions. Usually there's a private member statement and then an adjournment debate, pretty much how the real members do when they actually are sitting in the House.
Mm.
So this year's motions are about, one is about promotion of sports, and then the Minister for Sport would get up and present it, and then it teaches the kids to, you know, debate, you know, to either support it or speak against it. And then the second motion is very important because all the seats in the Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament are named after prominent Indigenous Australians like, you know, Beetson, Arnu, and that's about talking about who that person is.
Mm.
So what they did for their community, and it teaches the kids to research that particular person.
Sure.
And then when they get up, they find out things that that person, and they're sharing to the rest of the members.
Sure.
What this person, how important they are to the community and what sort of role model they are.
Yeah, and then they too become an advocate, and they also, how you say, put more meat on the bone regarding their education in this space. And it probably gives them vision for a possibility if they're looking at a career in the political world, yeah?
That's exactly right. It's about, even with the private member statements and adjournment debate, that's around pretty much the same thing where they can speak about a topic of their own choice. They could be something like, you know, something that they see that that needs change, you know, in their community, that would benefit their family, that would more importantly benefit the community. So it's giving them that that strength, you know, within themselves to speak up and say, yeah.
Well, it gives them an insight as well to how Parliament works. If you want changes in life, you 9 out of 10, you've got to make the decisions from the Parliament space. So getting exactly yourself in right. that space to make changes, there's the motivation, one of the motivations anyway.
Exactly right. It's like, you know, when we have, we sit down with our elders and we sit down and listen because, you know, they're the keepers of knowledge.
Exactly.
And you know, there's that respect that's shown and we learn from that, you know. And
exactly.
This is the same.
This is just a bigger yarning circle. That's all it is.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
but it's benefiting not only them, but the families and the community as a whole.
So, Marjorie, you've been First People's Liaison Officer for 2 years. What did you do before that, sister?
Before my role here, I've always worked in community. And before being the First People's Liaison Officer, I worked in community as a family wellbeing worker.
Yes.
Then prior to that, I was in worked in Education Queensland for 16 years.
Best of both worlds.
Teacher aid. So always around families, always around children, you know, which I absolutely love working with community, you know, because it's about strengthening not
young
only
ones.
Them, but more importantly, they're strengthening me.
Well, yeah, beautiful. That's fine. And of course, and then, but the young ones are our future Australians or future black people. So it's good to give them the education, the foundation, so they can become the best that they can be.
That's right. I agree, fully agree with that, Trevor, because at the end of the day, like I always say to them when I introduce to them, I always say, listen, you guys are my future.
Yeah, beautiful.
I want to make sure that you guys are strong enough to be looking after the old people, you know.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Back. So then it makes for a stronger connection for everybody.
But it also gives them a true platform to operate on. Yeah, you know, when you're making that statement that you need to look after our elders, you know.
That's right.
That's a big commitment in that sense, you know, and take it seriously and grab the bulls with both horns, so to speak.
That's right, yeah. You're spot on there, Trevor.
Yeah, yeah, lovely. So it sounds like you do enjoy it, which you said that you did. And when you're getting paid to do something you love and you're passionate about, that's the best job in the world for you, sister.
That's right, because one thing we did do, Trevor, was last year we actually went up to Thursday Island and we did the Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament up there.
Okay.
And
how'd that go?
That came, the outcomes from that, they were, and still now happening where positive feedback is coming from students, teachers in the communities. They really enjoyed the whole process. Yeah,
fantastic. And when you talk about Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament in Queensland, do other states and territories have the same format?
I'm not quite sure if other states.
I think it's a powerful platform.
Yes,
it should be templated around the country.
Well, yeah, but I'm not quite sure. I can only look after my own backyard.
Yeah, I know that. But and the fact that you don't know if there's other states and territories doing it, because I don't know, but I think it's so beautiful, so powerful, and it should be templated across the country, don't you agree?
I agree with that. One thing I know for sure was Queensland Parliament was the first parliament that had this particular role. And that the gentleman that looked after it, this position for 10 years, a gentleman by the name of Brett, a brother by the name of Brett Nutley.
Okay, big shout out, Brett Nutley. Big shout out to Dilly.
Yeah, Brett Nutley. Yeah, he loved that too. Big Nader.
Shut your mouth. You go, Brett. You go, Brett. Could Marjorie going all the way here?
No. Speaking to him this morning, actually.
Oh, true.
But no, he's a funny fellow. He makes me laugh all the time.
Well, that's good. Well, we black fellas need that humour, don't we?
Yeah,
we've got to make
true,
that mock. Got to make that mock.
That's right. But he understands it.
Too deadly. Marjorie, thank you for the yarn and good yarn. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the work that you're doing. And big shout out to young ones who are looking at this space, but just to get educated in this space, even to then operate as a career pathway. But thank you for the yarn and enlighten us about this beautiful platform, sister.
Thank you so much, Trevor. I really enjoyed this time having this chat with you. Good. And spreading the good news.
Yeah, spreading the good news. My darling, you take care. All the best, Marjorie. We'll yarn soon, sister.
Yes, for sure, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yawo.
Yawo. Beautiful yarn there. That's Sister Marjorie Elworthy, First Peoples Liaison Officer for Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament here in Queensland for the state of Queensland. And she wasn't aware if other states and territories are doing the same thing, but I think it's powerful and should be a must across the states and territories, across this country, getting our First Nation people in the platform or in the space of Parliament. And just get educated and may inspire them to go further. We need more black faces in there. And look, that's why we're talking voice to Parliament. There it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Beautiful voice there of Christine Arnoux, Sunshine on a Rainy Day, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Radio Service. Give us a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. Okay, now we got I Got This Feeling. That's a show happening next Friday here in Cairns. Excuse me, Friday 19th May. It's written as a two-handed touring show and presented to students ranging from grade 4 to grade 9. The work has been commissioned by a Jute Theatre Company as part of the Dare to Dream initiatives, Safer Children, Safer Communities program. And with that, I catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister Monica Stevens, creative producer for this theatre work. On the line, Monica, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trev. Good to hear from you again.
Good to hear your voice, my sister. I just finished playing Sister Christine Arnoux, Sunshine on Rainy Day. Now, you had some connection with Christine, with AIDT, Aboriginal Dance Theatre, back in the day, yes?
Back in the day, yes. She was a student, and then we became colleagues in Bangarra Dance Theatre.
Bangarra,
yes.
Dance Theatre, thank you. So, beautiful platform. Just hearing her voice would have brought back memories.
True that.
To Deadly Sister, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Monica.
Okay, so I'm Monica Stevens. I'm the Barbarum, Kukuyalanji and Gugu Yemitha from far north Queensland here. And I'm a creative producer at Jute Theatre Company at the moment. I've been in this position for a couple of years, and I have been putting on the Dare to Dream program.
Good. Yes.
That goes out to Cape and regional towns in Queensland.
And the Dare to Dream initiative, like I said, Safer Children, Safer Communities program, and you're using this platform as stage work to help and guide our kids. Tell us about I Got This Feeling, that show that's coming
I've
up.
I Got This Feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I got. Yes.
Yeah. So it's a little pun off Timberlane. Timberlake song.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, JT. Yeah, I've got the feeling. Yeah, so it's a fun and exciting show that's good for young and old to hear. And yes, the theme is safer children, safer communities, and it's looking at ways to have pathways. So if you're feeling sad or wanting to talk to somebody, there are places to go in your community, like the clinics, the local clinics, and also the national helpline. And it's about saying you got a gut feeling, you trust your gut instincts, and this is the places where you can go to get
beautiful. Using theatre as the tool to direct or guide our children to keep them safe.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, theatre is such, like you mentioned, a tool to make people, not make people, but guide people to think this is a different way of looking at things.
Mm.
And also people can ask questions, how to ask these questions. And so this play, I got this feeling as a young girl who wakes up in a mystery world in her dream, and she goes on a path that leads her to these strange people in her dream, and it's indigenous methodologies as well, approaches to storytelling, and we're using that platform in theatre to make these new ways of thinking to build and maintain lifelong learning. And, you know, we sometimes go, oh, well, I didn't grow up with my culture and stuff like that. But people don't realise they're actually living their culture.
Yes. So look, powerful in that sense. And so, look, that's, well, if you look at everybody, sometimes we all lose our way. You know, and finding sometimes cannot see the trees in the rainforest. And see the rainforest because the trees are in the way, so to speak, you know, like, and we come to crossroads in our lives, don't know where to turn to. So what I'm picking up, Monica, is this this theatre, this particular performance, I got this feeling that if you're not feeling right in your gut, then here's ways or people you can contact or organisations you can talk to. Is that the case?
That's right.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's people in your community who you feel safe with, and we call them safe people, you know, and we've had Bravehearts training just so that our team can respond correctly to things and put them in or steer them in a way of perhaps you need to talk to so-and-so. I've also organised in community at People's Collective, so that they're like a buffer between the school, communities, the health clinics. But mostly it's the idea of not reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about these places are out there for our mobs to be entitled to go and see.
Exactly.
You're allowed to go and meet up with these people. And that also means trusted police and things like that. Sometimes we have a bad rapport with the police, but the PCYC has come on board.
Lovely.
The clinic, the Pula Pima has come on board. The Northern Health Alliance has been so helpful from the beginning because I started this project 2 years ago and just building, you know, all the wraparound people around the program.
Sure.
So each community we're going to 5 communities this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here now. Mossman, Weeper, Mapoon, Lockhart and Normanton.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, deadly. So it's a road trip.
They have come on board. It's really been great.
Yeah, but it sounds like a road trip, isn't it?
It is a road trip. They're travelling so far.
Yes.
So from Mossman to Weeper, Weeper to Lockhart, Lockhart to Normanton Island, Mornington, I should say. I've got Mornington on my brain at the moment. But, yes, it's to Normanton,
And how many actors? How many actors on stage?
So it's two-hander, which means 2 actors, and who's going out is a stage manager and a driver liaison person. So we've got 4 people on the road.
Yeah,
it's a really nice, tight little group. They're real personable. They're going to be building awareness in the community about these things in a real positive and refreshed way. So we know we've got our clinics on the ground.
Yes.
And it's just about boosting people's energies and trying to keep this understandings and education for the Dare to Dream program alive. And Jute Theatre is making this happen.
Beautiful.
So it's really good.
Hats off to Jute Theatre. Fantastic. The old saying, it takes a community to raise a child, and we all need to do a bit, you know, darling. And when you're looking at this platform that you're involved in, we're delivering a message. I have yarns about youth safety here on this program. NITV do it as well. Different companies do it on Facebook or social media. But sometimes a lot of our kids don't see that. So here's another vehicle where kids can have the information through theatre. And I noticed that you're having about 4 or 5 days or 4 or 3 days at the venues that you're travelling to. So it's a show, bringing the mountain to the people. A show, entertainment, but also there's messages in the entertainment.
It's really great. And the people who are going out on the trip will have information about First Nations name places. So it's information about the places they're going.
Good.
So it's a learning experience. This team is the green team, meaning they haven't been out on this tour before. And the driver has actually worked in another a role that has gone to these communities. So Maurice Saylor, who's the actor, this is the first time he's doing something like this.
Good.
And the other is Jamalia Ballengarry Kearns, and she's going on tour as well. So they're the two actor facilitators, Maurice and Jamalia.
Good. And so,
artwork, if you go on the website, the artwork has a poster and educational kit that goes with it, which maps across to the HPE units in the curriculum, the Australian curriculum, so that we're trying to take care of all these different bases. And the teachers, it's very friendly teacher resource book. That is online, so anybody can have a look at it and see what the kids will be learning about.
Good.
And the artwork was done by Arabella Walker from down the Sunshine Coast Way. So I'm trying to indigenize all of the area.
Yes.
The sound director is Gaetano Band.
Mm-hmm.
The set designer is Simone Tessa. Don't know how to pronounce his name properly yet.
Yep.
And the director is Ian Wilkes.
And what's your webpage? So people can have a look, sister. What's your webpage?
So it's like 95% First Nations people in the background of this work. And the education resource was written by Vanessa Blackman.
Deadly.
So it's all I'm trying to indigenise things and bring people through the gate.
Exactly.
I wanted to tell people too, Trevor, that on the 19th of May, which is next Friday, we have a 6 p.m. showing. So if anybody wants to come along and see what the Dare to Dream program is about, you can see the play before it goes on the road.
Lovely. You got a web page there, sister?
Trevor, you there?
Yeah, no, I've lost her. That's Monica. I'll try and get her back to finish off the yarn there. But I got this feeling. Written as a two-handed touring show and presented to students ranging from grade 4 to grade 9. Monica Stevens, creative producer for this deadly theatre work, is doing a road trip, travelling to Mossman, Weeper, Mapoon, Lockhart, Normanton. I was just trying to get the web page so people can have a look and check it out. She did mention Friday 19th of May that here in Cairns that they're going to do a preview of the show before it goes on the road. So I wanted to check with costs of that as well. We'll try and get it back and finish that yarn. But, do check it out. You can either probably Google Jute Theatre Company here in Cairns, and you can see the Dare to Dream initiative, Safe for Children, Safe for Community program. And look, it's fantastic. To communicate with our young ones out there, you've got to use all the different avenues that are available. I use it here on radio, Bama Bipra, National Talk Black, or our youth programs we do here and our drive time programs. We have social media. People use social media. Different organisation companies do that. NITV, any way we can deliver it. Paper, you know, the newspaper, what have you. And Monica Stevens is just using theatre as another vehicle to communicate with our young ones out there to keep them safe and safer children, safer communities program. That's what it's all about. We'll try and get it back, but stay tuned, you mob. Have to add to the conversation, have your say here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Could you imagine being taken as a kid, stolen from your mother by the hands of a pig, being placed in our home where no love has ever shown? In your heart you no longer want to live. Used to dream big, now your world's come crumbling down. Ain't no mother, ain't no father, or no family around, just to see your black faces with tears in their eyes, who have been fed lies that their mothers all died. Just imagine, in a place you can't escape, and you're just in the boys left across, you get raped. Yeah, that's harsh and surreal, but believe me, this is real. You will never understand the pain my people now feel. You just hate and criticize, blind to the truth. It's in the past, is your only excuse. So you don't wanna believe that my people still grieve. In our heart, there's a pain that ain't never gonna leave. We were taken, and they said it's for the best, as they ripped that black baby from a screaming mother's chest. Let her deal with the stress, she's down and depressed, as she watched all the rest get beat up and oppressed. Such a shame that our people still see this now. Kids are taken by the system now. Are we supposed to come together and make it through the weather? Forget about our past and make us say the future's better. So this makes me sick. January 26th is the day you have your barbies and you all get pissed. But let me tell you how it is for my people. It's the day that we survived all evil and still standing strong.
Stand up.
I said we still standing strong.
We still stand strong. We still stand.
And we still standing strong.
Stand up.
I said we still standing strong.
We still stand strong. We still stand.
We fight for our people, fight to be heard. Fight for our right to express these words. No recognition for the oldest culture living on earth. Instead they ride but see us drunk on the curb. But no, we still push through. Like really what they teaching in school. They made it seem like we were savages, no morals or rules. But we had villages and doctors and man-made tools. Without our help you would've looked like fools. You must have no idea. Philip could've died by the spear for trying to take away a culture that was already here. You raped our women, took our children, all to fill us with fear. Just know the pain we feel is all still here. And don't expect it to leave until you see our need to grieve. For the ones that fell before us so the next could breathe. For our people who still die because of your disease. It's not as easy as your eyes deceive. We've gotta be that change, fight to see this culture remain. Uncle Charlie, Uncle Chica fought through all of that pain. You see our classrooms are empty, our jails are full. My cousin caught 10 years while yours graduated school. It's a pity, I see it in my city. They wonder why our generations walk around shitty, full of unhealed wounds, trauma that was passed with a spoon. They fed us lies and told us shoot for the moon. But now we still stand strong.
Stand up. Stand
I said we still standing strong.
We still stand strong. We still stand.
And we still standing strong.
Stand up. Stand
I said we still standing strong.
We still stand strong. We still stand.
We still standing strong.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
First Nation. Ah! listen to me. I'm from the bush. I'm talking to you. From the bush. Got my life. From the bush. I'm listening to you. You've got all you need. We don't ask for much. In the bush. You've got all you need. Can't you understand? We got to have our land. In the bush. Where I live. In the bush.
You can get down. Yeah, too deadly from the bush. Warumpi Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You are Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, Nationalist Radio Service. All right, too deadly, going to catch up with a former BBM a staff member. Work closely with myself in regarding National Talk Black, and there's the lovely Jadess Hudson. And a very good morning to you, my sister. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Good to see you, Jadess. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
Ooraman and Western Yalanji from Far North Queensland.
Yes. So since leaving BBM as a personal assistant to me in regard to National Talk Black and all the beautiful work you did, professional, made me sound deadly. Thank you very much. Where did you go? What did you do? I know you're going strong into your artwork.
Yeah, well, I guess I've had my sort of side hustle art business for, you know, 8 or 9 years, and I've always managed to kind of do that on the side while also doing my full-time work. So since leaving here, I went and pursued other stuff, always doing that, working in health equity at Queensland Health, and then finally made the big push to going back and doing it full-time in 2021.
Okay, fantastic. So businesswoman, entrepreneur, we can call you that, sister.
Totally, yeah.
Today Cairns, tomorrow the world.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully. And speaking of the world, here's another stepping stone, another, how you say, feather in your cap. You are one of the finalists for the Indigenous Business Women here in Cairns Regional Council Awards. You're up against Sister Samantha Martin, Tribal Voice Connections, and then your business, well, Jadess Hudson, which is your business and your name.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about the Indigenous Business Women 2023. Award, how that came about, how were you nominated, or tell us
the process. It's a nomination process, so people from the public, I presume, nominate different businesses around Cairns, but there's about 8 categories that make up the awards this year, which, you know, range from solo entrepreneur, Cairns Businesswoman of the Year, young entrepreneur, collaboration. There's a whole range of different categories. Mm. And last year was the first time that they actually had a specific category, which was Indigenous Businesswoman of the Year. So it's really special to be nominated for the first time for me, and also for a fairly new category to be added to the lineup.
Well, fantastic. So it came to fruition last year.
Yep. First,
who was the Indigenous Woman of the Year last year?
Talia.
Talia. Okay,
yes,
big shout out Talia.
From Mossman, yeah. So, okay. Some big footsteps to kind of follow. So she's been a great role model, and also for her community as well. So both Yalanji.
Too deadly. And so two finalists, like I said, Samantha Martin and yourself. So it happens on the night where they select the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and... But a businesswoman, you're so busy, because on that same night, you've got stuff happening. We're talking CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and you've got some work in that, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a busy calendar, as we all know, as First Nations people coming into June, July. That's almost like our Christmas time. There's so
Thank
many
you.
Events
NAIDOC
and things
happening.
Yeah,
Laura Dance Festival, you know, all the above.
Exactly. And for the first time this year, I've actually put in a First Nations fashion collection for Kaya Fashion Parade. So that actually is on July 14th, on Friday, which is such an incredible collaboration of, you know, different artists coming from all around the far north to showcase their fashion and their art.
Yes.
And so it's really great. So there's a 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock show, and in between that I have to come to the awards to hear the announcement and try and be a part of the night for some part of it.
So there you go, from one event to another event, back to the other event.
Yeah
there it is. Juggle. If you were not able to show up at the awards, Indigenous Business Women's Award night, do you get cancelled out?
Well, I think prior to the nomination, it's just like a mandatory requirement that you have to make yourself available. So that's showbiz, you know.
Yeah,
we've
sure.
always got things on the go and juggling things. So it's like, as they say, we'll make it work and we'll roll with it.
Yeah, thank you. Two places at once.
Yeah.
It's great that your fashion parade is happening here in Cairns at Cairns Digital Art Fair.
Yep.
If it was in Sydney, that would have been hard.
That would have been very hard.
You have to fly from Sydney back to Cairns in your private jet for this event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shut up. Hitchhike. Look, too deadly, my sister. And we do what we do as a businesswoman. You do what you do as a businesswoman, entrepreneur, focusing on your craft and your financial vehicle, your business. We don't do it for any awards or recognitions or acknowledgement in that sense. But it's good to get recognised.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not something that I had sort of even really had on my agenda, you know, as
yes.
such, you know, sort of doing my business in the last, you know, 9 years has always been exploring my own personal identity. You know, as First Nations people, we identify as who we are and we know that, and we grow up knowing all of these different things. But it's actually, it takes a lot of concerted effort to actually make and time and energy to do that every single day, and to pour all of my time and energy into something that actually really reflects me, that's educating people at the same time, is really important, and deepening yes. my cultural ties.
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, businesswoman, connecting with community, but whether you like it or not, you become a mentor as well. As you get older, younger
yeah.
ones are looking at what you're doing.
Exactly.
Thinking if, you know, they're thinking, if that sister, that auntie can do it, I can do it too.
Exactly.
You know?
And I guess, I mean, I've just turned 30, you know, so I'm getting on now.
Truly.
But, you know,
Auntie Judith.
In the last 10 years of my 20s, you know, it was always about trying to find that cultural way of thinking meets business Western
yeah.
world. And, you know, we sort of have to make a decision early on in the piece to sort of decide where we sit in that business front, you know, and if we're doing creative endeavors, it's like, are we doing it for our own personal discovery, or is there an element to it where we're taking it to the next step and we are pushing that out onto the world? And how do we diversify, and how do we build profit from that in a way that is culturally appropriate, you know? And also trying to, you know, starting out for me was just doing visual art, and now it's grown into doing a whole range of avenues that
yes.
no one taught me that at school. You know, we're learning about, you know, I'm learning about finances and budgeting and social
accounts
media
and invoices,
you know,
and
you know all of these different things, and
sure.
you know, creating content, going onto country, and still trying to maintain, you know, a life and, you know, some type of, you know, living at the same time as well, as such a juggling act. And it's just me.
It's just you, and how deadly you, and it's about being the best you that you can be, and you're doing that, Judith. So take my hat off to you. But that also paints the picture to all our black mob out there. I always say that we are wealthy just being black. You know, we can have feet in both camp.
Yep.
Cultural, of course, front and center, with our ancestors and who we are and identity, what have you, but other foot in business world.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean?
And I feel so blessed that I get to do something that I love every single day. And each day that I go to work, you know, it's not work, you know, it's about me deepening my cultural knowledge and finding ways to educate people in a fun and engaging way that is sort of, it's subliminal messaging and it's non-confrontational in a way that people are, you know, turned off by being really, you know, loud and in their face. You know, it's done in a way that's,
sure.
it's done in quite a sensitive kind of fun.
Well, it's a bridge builder as well, because you're educating the so-called business world, you know, and majority of the business people, 90% of them, are non-Indigenous. So, yes, you are you know, talking business and trying to close a deal, joint venture, trying to sell your services and your products and what have you, but you're also educating, an opportunity to educate the non-Indigenous people about your space, not only as a businesswoman, but then as a black cultural girl.
Yeah, absolutely. And also educating others, I also educate myself.
True.
You know, it, like all of these different avenues is a way to deepen my own cultural identity and understanding of my culture. You know, I'm using, you know, we have started to, you know, incorporate traditional language back into, you know, all of the stories and all of the titles and different ways. We're writing songs. We're doing a whole range of different things, which is also building my cultural capacity that, you know, having a full-time job that is in another space that takes me away from that noise, that doesn't allow me to have this creative freedom to actually explore all of these avenues.
Exactly, powerful. So it's a beautiful vehicle in that such in that sense, and the vehicle that looks after all space of life, you know, business, culture, spiritually, identity, all the above. So congratulations, sister. So the awards are happening on the 14th of May?
July.
14th of July, thank you. Okay, 14th of July. And that's happening at the
Pullman
Hotel. Okay, lovely. So, yeah, up against Samantha Martin. And what happens to the winner? What do you win? A trophy? Trip overseas? Trip to Bermuda?
To the Boulders, maybe?
Yeah, to the Boulders, yeah,
and
thank you.
And get the cream bun from the bakery or something like that.
The cream bun from the bakery at Bermuda Boulders?
Yeah. No, I think, just being a finalist is a huge honour.
Yes.
And I feel very, very happy that people have identified the work that I do and putting it out into the world that has resonated with somebody. So I think even to just get to this point is really special. Mm. And I look forward to seeing whoever the successful person is and hopefully
the best winner win.
Continuing on the great work.
And you add that to your resume. Then,
yeah, totally.
If not, as a finalist, add that to your resume. Yeah. And if you win, then you add that to your resume. It doesn't matter, but it's fantastic space. Congratulations, my sister, and you being the best you can do that you can be. You're doing that, so fantastic. Big shout out to your beautiful mother and father, and congratulations, and good luck with it all. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Too deadly. Jadess Hudson, there is a finalist for the Indigenous Business Women here in Cairns. And she's up against Samantha Martin, who's Tribal Voice Connections. And Jadess Hudson runs with her business, and her business is her name. Artist and director and work that she does. And she has a fashion parade at Kai of Cairns Art Fair on the same night between 6 and 8 o'clock. So between 7 and 8, she can be running over to the Pullman Hotel to make an appearance and, hopefully win the award. But if she doesn't, like she said, she just have to be there. So it is fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again on Monday, you mob. Look, have a deadly weekend. Stay black, stay strong. Stay safe as well, you mob. And we'll be on soon. And I believe we've got a call on the line. No, we don't. Anyway, thank you, mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon. Actually, we've got someone calling in. So what do you got? 3, 4, 6 minutes. Let's have a little chat. Who we got here? Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
How are you, Trev?
Yeah, who's there? Bernice.
Bernice Kelly here.
Be nice, Bernice.
Be nice. Well, I'm not going to be nice because I was just driving over to see my mum at aged care.
Yes.
And a carload of Aboriginal kids, obviously in a stolen car, were driving down the wrong side of Mulgrave Road.
Oh.
And I feel like I want to vomit because I thought I was going to have a head on.
Scary, isn't it? And
youth crime is going berserk, isn't it? Telling us law and order is all under control.
It's not. It's not. Can you hear me, Bernice? Bernice, so sorry. I can hear what you're saying. I can hear you. You couldn't hear me. But, scary having a car coming towards you. And as you said, youth in the car, it looks like a stolen car. And you're saying that the government has it under control. But they don't, and youth crime is going berserker, and we need to do our bit there. And look, I went to a meeting last night, and they were talking about no to Cairns prisons. They were looking at building 2 detention centres up here in Cairns, and the meeting with the constituents there were against building it. And the word that I picked up was youth crime is, yes, crazy, but these are kids, and these kids are sick in regard to their foundation of life and mentally they're not there, so we need to support them. Sick people need help, but if you talk about putting someone in jail, $100,000 a year taxpayers got to pay for a person to be in jail for a year. So instead of building prisons or detention centres, let's use $80,000 of that into that individual to help them with a platform and vision for their future. And, you know, whether you have motivational speakers or life coaches or whatever the case may be, culture's got to be front and centre. I mean, you're talking about our black kids. There's a lot of work to be done. Bernice, so sorry, but call back and let's talk about that space. And haven't heard from you for a while, Bernice. Good to hear your voice and thanks for tuning in. But Trinity Trevor, going to sign off your mob. Thank you for your company. Like I said, back in the hot seat again next Monday. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.